You Americans are so gullible. Repeat. You Americans are so gullible. Maybe we are, or maybe we have become gullible. At least former General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, remember him? He thought so. And he had no problem telling us, the Americans, and the world, that we were gullible. Khrushchev went on in his 1964 rant against America and we the people to say the following. Quote, no, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you'll finally wake up and find you already have communism. End quote. Let me repeat that. Said Khrushchev, no, you won't accept communism. Amen to that. I don't think America would, not even a very small percentage of it. You won't accept it outright, said Khrushchev, but we, the Russians and the communists, we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism. Isn't that something? Small doses of socialism until you'll finally wake up and find you already have communism. Boy, oh boy, that sounds pretty prophetic, does it not? Talk about an evil prophecy about to come true. But in so many ways, so many Americans are in fact gullible. We do indeed swallow stuff politically, culturally, and spiritually, which so many other nations would not. So many of us are civically ignorant, or at least indifferent. We really don't know politics. We really don't study the issues. And so many of us fail to participate in the political process, no matter an opportunity. We depend upon others, and we delegate the critical things about our country to them, in a gullible and in an apathetic way. We elect our politicians, our leaders, and we give them all the authority of the elected position, and all they can take in addition, boy do they take it, so that we can go about our lives, live the good life, and enjoy the astounding benefits which America offers. Small wonder General Secretary Nikita Khrushchev, more than 50 years ago, stated to us and the world, you Americans are so gullible. And he could easily add apathetic and indifferent and ignorant politically, especially of our beloved Constitution and the freedoms it bestows. Khrushchev knew how fragile democracy was, and unless it was fully protected by staunch patriots day and night, it could certainly be taken away by revolution, but as easily by evolution. The evolving of gullibility and apathy would see to that. 55 years ago, Khrushchev knew then that we, the Americans, would not accept communism outright. And he was right. Then as now, we surely would not. Communism is brutal dictatorship, with the potential to kill millions upon millions, as it has already done. Witness Stalin. We the people would never accept communism, the absolute end of democracy, for there is within each of us a certain sense of the value of freedoms, a DNA component of the rule of law and fairness and the rights of mankind, inalienable as a result of having been bestowed by our Creator. We believe that. Don't you believe that? We live that. We expect that. And in times past, we were once willing to fight for the preservation of that. But Khrushchev, were he alive today, would bet the survival of the old USSR that we Americans would never fight or put our all on the altar in order to preserve and protect our cherished way of life and the freedoms we enjoy. Khrushchev knew that Americans, so many civically indifferent, could be fed these small doses of socialism day after day, year after year, indifferent to the ultimate consequences. Those who hated capitalism, constitutionalism, and democracy, and the rule of law, could whittle away those cherished freedoms, our democratic, fully elected governments, so that first, socialism would occur, and then the ultimate objective. And remember, the ultimate objective, it's not socialism, it's communism. And with that, the end of America. The end. Then and only then, said Khrushchev, would we the people wake up and realize what had happened. Then it would be too late, and communism would prevail. Socialism, said Khrushchev, even if fed to Americans in small dosage, was only the prelude to an aggressive, all-out, controlling communism. How right he seems to be. There is already at work in America the beginning of socialism. The agents, open and avowed of this small dosage change, is, I hate to say this, the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party! Listen carefully, most carefully, my fellow Americans, to what virtually every Democratic candidate for president says. The proposals and the platforms for America, from Sanders, Warren, Booker, Harris, and even the moderate Biden, are riddled with socialist concepts and priorities. Any Democratic candidate elected president would greatly increase taxes in order to destroy the wealthy and redistribute their wealth. And by the way, get as much of yours as they can. There would be Medicare and medical treatments of any and every kind for all. Single payer at work everywhere at a cost so great no American could afford it. Wealth would be destroyed. Capitalism would be severely curtailed or even eliminated. The now American dream would turn into a nightmare. There would be no real opportunity. Control everywhere. The motivation to succeed and achieve would be weakened. And work ethic, no matter how serious or committed, would be controlled by the state. The practice of religion would be monitored and controlled, if not eliminated. The Constitution would be ignored, and legislatures and judges would remake the law. It would eventually be, as the writer George Orwell predicted in his great book 1984, the end of capitalism, and constitutionalism, and democracy. We the people would have, as Khrushchev so well predicted, awakened too late, too late. Some say we can prevent the Socialistic Democratic Party from taking over with our vote 2020. But our votes seem never to be really objective or based on facts, on the real issues, on constitutional issues, protecting the freedoms we now enjoy, and especially the freedom of religion and speech and assembly and press. They are being eroded every day, almost everywhere. We are so influenced by a liberal, radical, progressive media and by equally liberal Hollywood and the now virtually fully corrupted academia and unions and big corporations and so many others which really sway the way we think and consequently vote. We so often vote personalities. The mantra today, I don't like Trump, I don't like Trump, therefore I vote Democratic. But we never really examine the accomplishments of the Trump administration because the media and the political elites, they won't let us. We seem so easily swayed, ready to believe what these politicians say. You know, like Harris, I am not a socialist. Got news for you, she is. Were she or any like her to come to office, especially the office of president, we would not only be fed small doses of socialism, but in 4 years, very large doses as well. When we finally wake up and realize what has happened, not only would we have turned socialistic, but we would be one step from communism. But it seems we continue in our gullibility to stay out of politics, failing to participate or run for office or otherwise serve where decisions are made in order to protect our basic freedoms. Why do we not do more? We the people, the plain, ordinary, average people, why do we not do more? Perhaps we think we are not qualified, others more so, and those others determined to get power and so many radical and progressive socialists at heart. Why do we turn the political arenas over to them? For they make critical and fundamentally changing decisions for our lives. You know, like the Equality Act. Oh, Lord help us if that has ever passed. And one freedom after another is tarnished, reduced, controlled, or even eliminated while we are politically sound asleep. We will, as Khrushchev so well predicted, we will wake up too late. And when we do wake up, we the people will find that Khrushchev was right and that we already have communism. Boy, oh boy. About a four-sentence statement from one man is absolutely right on. Not just socialism, bad enough, but communism, the absolute end of our beloved America. And the police state will come. You know, George Orwell in 1984, you ought to read that book. It's powerful. And we will spend the rest of our lives looking over our shoulder. Big Brother will be there watching every minute after we finally wake up. Gullible Americans really seem to hate to hear such a message. They really do. It's scare tactics. So many of us would rather slumber on, indifferent to these so-called scare tactics, assumptive about our freedoms, they'll always be there, ignoring any opportunity, any little opportunity to serve America and do something, anything for the growth and preservation of this great country. So many of us seem simply not to have the courage to stand up and fight back. Our attitude seems to be that this just simply can't happen in America, no matter the fact that it can, and it is. It is happening now. Khrushchev was right when he said, "We won't have to fight you. We won't have to fight you. You'll do it to yourselves." And they won't have to fight us. The successor, Russia, to the old USSR, now Putin, rather than Khrushchev, will not have to send their nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles to destroy America, for all that we are will have been eaten away by the carnivorous socialism-turned-communism. No military action will be required. And here then the conclusion of Khrushchev to his prophetic utterance, the words of Nikita Khrushchev. "We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like overripe fruit into our hands." But you say that can't happen. We've had the best economy we've ever had in the history of America for the last 2 years under Trump. Well, no, it can happen. Because the day will come when there is no Trump, and the economy will be back open and in play, and Russia will be there to take advantage. We now say impossible. The Trumpian economy is the longest and best economy America has ever enjoyed. Are you aware of that? Ever. And that's true. But if any of the Democratic Party candidates running for president are elected in 2020, that special economy could virtually end overnight as socialism embeds itself into every aspect of American life. Our economy can become so weakened that America can become impotent on the world scene, and even internally, government, whether socialistic or politically communistic, will control everything, and like overripe fruit, America will fall into the hands of the committed socialistic and communist countries, like Russia. Oh, my fellow Americans, please wake up. It can and it will happen unless we the people wake up and stand up and fight this stuff and don't let it happen. Wake up before the dire predictions of Nikita Khrushchev come true. Wake up from our apathy, from our gullibility. Put an end, my fellow Americans, to the so-called era of post-truth. You know, started in 2008 with Obama, the era of post-truth. There is no truth. Where the lie prevails, where anything goes, where the rule of law is tarnished every day, where constitutional rights erode. Wake up. The fight is on, big time. This radical, progressive Democratic Party is taking that fight to us. We the people, traditional Americans, constitutional Americans, who are the majority, we are the majority, but we don't act like it. We will let them, if things continue as they are, the radical, progressive minority take over in so many ways. We seem to have lost the courage, the strength, and commitment of the patriots of old, the patriots of 1776. And unless we get that courage back, there will be no future for our children or grandchildren. So I believe. What do you think? So again, my fellow Americans and my fellow Christians, it's time to stand up. Time to stand up now. Time to be proactive and not reactive. For once these freedoms are lost, you know, Ronald Reagan, they're gone. They're gone forever. Socialism is a philosophy and political concept for losers. Communism is an evil philosophy for dictators. And now comes the choice. Now, will we the people continue gullible, apathetic, indifferent, and civically ignorant? Or will we stand up, wake up, and fight the fight of faith and freedom, and take our citizen and civic duties and responsibilities more seriously than ever? It's up to you. That's a decision you must make. What will you do? What will you do? This is your America, and with it the future of your children and grandchildren. What will you do? Hear the words of Scripture. If my people and all people of faith and freedom who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, are you praying, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear and I will heal their land. But first we have to humble ourselves, and then we have to pray seriously, sincerely, and constantly. Pray for the intervention and the help and leading and wisdom of Almighty God, and seek His face. And then we have to turn from our wicked ways, and boy, there are a bunch of wicked ways at work in America today. But we got to turn from them if we want the help of Almighty God, and if we want God to bless America. That's the only way He's going to hear and heal. That is the promise of the God of all creation. Ready for this healing. This God of ours, the God the Father, is ready. But in humility and with much prayer and searching for divine wisdom and guidance, we must do our part. Then God will hear and God will answer. I do hope and pray that you will stand up, that you will have the courage to do what is right for America, and to solicit the input, the help, and the wisdom of God Almighty as we seek to preserve the greatest nation in the history of mankind, our beloved America. Will you? Will you? I do hope and pray that you will.